This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
6:44, 16 till 7. Rain coming in on Saturday, which is not good, and got a lot of stuff scheduled. We'll have to see what some events have been postponed or canceled already. We'll see what happens with others. Some of them are saying, you know what, as long as there's no lightning or tornadoes or anything else, we're going to go. Mike Strain joins us now, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. How you doing, Mike Strain?
Man, I am great. Look, it's festival season. And you know it's important for the commissioner to be at the festivals. And
absolutely.
So it's a lot of fun. Oh, we're gearing up for the Strawberry Festival, and that is going to be starting on Friday, and that's on the 11th. The big day in the parade is Saturday, the 12th. Parade starts at about 9:30 is lineups. Parade's at 10. Then Sunday on the 13th, food, fun, all the strawberries you could ever want to see. We'll have Jazzy out there. I want you to think about 100,000 people on the streets in Ponchatoula, Louisiana. Beautiful day. It's just so much fun. It's a big family event. And then we have festivals going on just everywhere. So it's a whole lot of fun. And look, strawberries now, you can get them for about $4.99 for one of those clamshells, which is 16 ounces or about $30 a flat. And they're really, really, really good. And of course, you need to pair that up with some of these crawfish. Look, I saw them this morning, $3.25 a pound raw. And look, that's getting right now, $3.25 a pound there at Rouse's on Barone Street. It's time for a good time, right?
Man, it's amazing to see people line up at Rouse's on Friday to get them crawfish. I'm going to tell you what, they got them set up in a lobby. Not the lobby. What do you call it? Where you walk in the store with the ice chest, and they got people lined up waiting to get them and eat them up.
That's right. And look, I have it's my local IGA there in Covington. They're at Equistapace's IGA. They're out there. They got ice chests and people, you're right, line up and they scooping them right there. They're hot. They're fresh. Mm-hmm. They're really good. They're select. And I can tell you, my friends in the crawfish industry, they're very pleased right now. It's going really well. I really don't think we're going to have any terrible cold weather because we're getting, our crops in the ground. We're getting our corn in the ground, getting our rice in the ground. Won't be long. We're putting the soybeans in the ground and the cotton. And so the weather's favorable. The sugar, that's coming poking back up through the ground after the freezes. So we're looking forward to a very, very good spring. We've been very fortunate that we've gotten some rain. They were starting to have wildfire problems in the Carolinas and through Oklahoma and out in the west. And I think we've gotten enough rain. But I can tell you, the ground dries up real fast. And you're telling everybody, again, use common sense to exercise caution when you light that match.
Mike, when it comes to egg prices and so forth and bird flu, where do we stand? We talk about this every week because it's a constantly changing situation. Where do we stand,
Right. Well, we're still finding cases of bird flu. Just a couple of weeks ago, we had one of the bird houses in Mississippi, actually, and a poultry farm there. And it was a different variety of the flu. But what's happening, and now we're doing more and more on biosecurity. Also what's happened, and I really think the federal government is putting pressure on all of these large egg companies that, look, you've got to get these prices down. If you're looking at supply and demand, we're down about 10% in numbers for our hens that lay those eggs. There's been some backing off on the purchase of eggs because of cost. Call that demand destruction. Mm-hmm. And I've seen in the last week an increase between 4 and 8% in the overall stocks. All that being said, I think we're going to be okay, going into Easter. as long as people don't go in and just try to, you know, clean out the shelves. So we're working very hard. And additionally, the Trump administration is allowing Turkey, the country of Turkey, to ship eggs here temporarily to try to get some more volume, you know, overall in eggs. We've got to get a handle on this virus. And at the end of the day, I believe we're going to have to vaccinate because we don't have time to breed lions and chickens resistant to the disease. That would take too long. That would take years. But we cannot allow us to lose another 10% of our flocks. And so increase biosecurity, that's the main thing we can do right now. But also we got to get a handle and vaccine, and we're going to have to start vaccinating and stop this disease in its tracks.
Along those lines, how do we know that the turkey, just like we talk about imported seafood, which we will in a little bit, how do we know the eggs from Turkey are, and again, to be clear, the country Turkey, not turkey eggs. How do we know the eggs from Turkey are, what do you call them?
Are safe. You know, they are safe. They don't have antibiotics and everything. And that's going to have to be checked on both ends, both, you know, from third party inspectors there, and that would be under the Food Safety Modernization Act, FSMA inspectors, and then also recheck when they get here. Turkey produces a lot of eggs, and they ship them across the world. And so, you know, it's not like the imported seafood is done in a very different fashion. The seafood, when you talk about crawfish, like from China, they start off from very, very, very small farms. And the way it's done, you could get the crawfish from that one small farm in a pack here in America. You know, when you're talking about eggs, they're from very, very large farms, highly regulated, and you know they don't use antibiotics, you know, in those eggs. And so we will be testing for them. Say we, you know, the government will be testing for them. So I'm not as concerned about having any antibiotics in the eggs from Turkey. And again, this is temporary. The main thing we've got to do is really focus on increasing production of eggs here in America.
Well, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. Text line is filling up with questions. Somebody wants to know if they can freeze strawberries. Somebody else wants to know about why the bird flu hasn't seemed to affect the price of chicken. Somebody else said, I'm not trying to be silly, but since you mentioned turkey and eggs, what about other sources of eggs from different types of poultry? We'll talk about that. And then somebody wants to know about Hootie. So a lot of questions pouring in for Mike Strain, 651, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 657, 3 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday morning. That means we're talking to Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Mike, you said you had to be at the festivals. Not only do you have to, you took an oath to be at those festivals, did you not? Mike?
Yes, Tommy? I took an oath to be at those. Absolutely.
You're fulfilling your duties.
That's my duty, and you got to sample everything, right?
Absolutely. Can you freeze strawberries or not? Somebody wants to know.
Yes, you can. I do, actually. Now, I freeze them, and so if I'm outside working, I'll come in and take a frozen strawberry, and I'll let it thaw maybe a minute just out in the open and chewing it. I mean, it is delicious. It's like the most natural popsicle you ever did have. Now, when you let them thaw all the way out, they may be a little soft, but I thaw them, but I eat them frozen, and then I will use them, you know, like in desserts, frozen. And so they're delicious. They're best fresh, but the frozen strawberries right out of the freezer, you know, and just kind of nibble on them. They're incredible. You know, when you eat that wonderful ice cream and you have those frozen strawberries, when you taste that, that's what you're getting. And so it's very healthy, nutritious, and low calorie.
And nothing like macerating strawberries. You put them in some sugar, it draws the liquid out, and then you got the, ooh, man, is that good. Somebody wants to know about price of chickens as it relates to bird flu.
Well, what's happened, well, if you look at chicken right now is running between $1.46 and $1.69 a pound. And so, you know, a nice fryer is going between $7 and $9, you know, for a fryer. But we've increased, actually, production of broilers. And so the broiler production is up year to year. We can increase production rapidly to make up for what we've lost. We've lost about 166 million birds in this flu epidemic, of which, though, if you look at the overall, there's about 9 billion broilers on deck at any point in time. But with hens that lay eggs, we only have about $330 million, and we lost $30 million, 10% of that. Mm. And that's why there's that disparity.
Real quick, how's Hootie?
Hootie's doing great. Hootie got Spain on Tuesday, and she's still telling us, look, y'all got to suck up. So she's having a glorious morning here. She's 6 months old.
Thank you, Mike.